I'll tell you what, there is definitely a wealth of here, and that is Buddhas. Yeah. I've never seen so many. There must be, what, 10,000 or something at least?
There are over 10,000 Buddhas right here, big and small. And if you look at all the Buddhas, you may find some names there. It's a Chinese practice that the people make an offering, and then to have the name of the family there is their Buddha.
Okay.
And it's also a form of supporting the temple. And they come in and they say, I have a Buddha in there. It's like the connection between the Buddha outside and the Buddha inside them.
One of the American Buddhists who come to the temple is Mario C. He became a Buddhist 6 years ago.
There are some who'd say that the attraction of Buddhism for many Americans is that it's pleasingly mystical, it comes from the East, but at the same time it ties in with a kind of anything goes materialist lifestyle. How do you speak
to
that?
I don't mean any disrespect by this, but I have some friends who use Buddhism and Eastern religion, Eastern philosophy, and they sort of mix it up with New Age. And that's okay. If it works for them, that's fine. But my concern is that it is that sort of anything goes. You know, it's a free market in spirituality, so whatever I'm saying or thinking today is fine. Because we have these core teachings in Buddhism, it keeps us in check. So we don't sort of go into anything that, if it feels good, it's okay. We're really trying to avoid that. This Buddhism gave me a discipline without the necessity of a god to reward me or punish me.